Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli's top teacher.
Nikki and Spicoli Morning, Sweet 98.5, talking to this week's top teacher, Eric Little.
At Keith Lutz Horizon High School in Elkhorn. Tell us a little bit about it.
Horizon High School would be classified as an alternative high school, which sometimes there's some negative stigma that goes with that. But the proper way to probably refer to it is we're a school for at-risk students, and at-risk would be at-risk to not graduate high school for any number of reasons. So that's kind of the work that we do at Horizon.
How long have you been there?
This is year 13 for me.
Wow. So you've seen a lot of different situations. What are some of the challenges?
Some of the challenges are some of the things that go on outside of school. So as much as we want academics to be a top priority for students, they're dealing with a lot of stuff outside of school. So you just have to keep that in mind when you're working with these students, that they have things going on in their personal lives and school might not be a number one priority, but we kind of got to meet them where they're at and help them along. It's really rewarding when you see them succeed.
How do you do that?
I think it's just being authentic and very relationship driven. Like, you really kind of have to put your best foot forward. I really try and help the kids get to know me. So I talk to them quite a bit about things that are happening in my life. And I hope that by understanding who I am, you know, if there's some common interest there, that's kind of where we start, and then we can build from there.
What keeps you motivated to do it over and over and over and over and over again?
For me, I think it's definitely just the relationships that you build with the people that you work with, and then, of course, the students as well. I think that that's something at our building, Horizon, that we get the opportunity to do with smaller class sizes and things like that. We really get to know these kids well. It's definitely the relationships, for sure.
You teach art. How do you weave art into all of that?
I think art is the perfect subject to teach, just because art allows you the opportunity to express yourself, and our kids have a lot to say. So it's a pretty cool subject to teach and see what they come up with, and they're very creative individuals.
Can you tell us about a project that kind of blew your mind a little bit? I'm sure there have been so many over the last 13 years.
You know, I don't know that there would be any one particular project, but one of the big things that we try and teach is that in the art classroom, it's a safe place to take some chances. Art is very different in that not always straight A to B to get the right answer. There's a lot of routes to get there, and they really do have to put themselves out there a little bit, and it's fun to watch them navigate the unknown and not be fearful and just give it a go. So someone like myself that creates artwork, when I start something, I don't always know how I'm going to get to the end, but it's a lot of trying things, and if it doesn't work, you don't quit, and you just keep pushing through. So that's what I enjoy most.
What an inspiration for life,
right?
Like, in the art classroom, but that translates on so many other planes.
I love the freedom of expression in art class, where you can just, like you said, be yourself, put it out there, different ways to get from A to B to C, and just let them create. I love that.
At the start of a lot of my classes, I say replace fear of the unknown with curiosity, and I have them kind of interpret the quote, and then we talk about it and also talk about how it might apply to an art class, and it is kind of cool to hear what they have to say about that. And if they maybe had some reservations coming in, I think sometimes that puts them at ease. You know, that's just kind of how it rolls in the art room, is you're going to take some chances and see where it goes.
I want to go back to high school, and I want to be in your art class. My second favorite class, English and art. Two top right there. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
You are the teacher that we're looking for on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, along with Huntington Learning Center, recognizing teachers and educators in the Omaha area who are working so hard to educate and keep life normal for the kiddos with the Top Teacher Award. You are going to score $100 cash, school supplies, teacher lounge treats, an embroidered jacket from DiGiorgio's, and a whole lot more. So congratulations, Top Teacher.
Thank you so much. It's awesome.
Turn your favorite teacher into a top teacher. Nominate them now at sweet985.com to win cash, school supplies, and more. From Huntington Learning Center and Ronald McDonald House, Nikki and Spicoli Mornings and Sweet 98.5.